Welcome to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. Join us as we review our favorite RPGs, collectible card games, MMOs, video games, PC games, and bring up interesting topics and things that we'd like to share with everyone. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Help us prevent rebel overpopulation. Those of us at the Creative Play and Podcast Network know of this condition, and with the Galactic Empire, we will sponsor as many player terminations and disintegrations as this fund receives donations for. We like to work with groups of Hutt cartels and Sith Lords to provide low-cost total party kills so we can provide as many podcast character deaths as possible. Please go to our Patreon site at patreon.com/CPPN. Even a donation of 1 credit a month will help keep us bringing you tons of content and galactic domination. Your support of the CPPN is greatly appreciated.
Welcome back to our version of Force and Destiny, Clone Wars era, a galaxy at war.
Okay. So, have to be aware. Furry Muppet.
Furry lizard monsters.
Furry lizard monsters that live in the cloud.
So, when you get to the point, you can read that part. Because the two threat JJ, you know, rolled up was the him stepping in some frozen guano.
Oh, shit. I know what this means.
No, you didn't notice that was the problem.
You're like, what the hell is this I stepped in?
Brown snow!
You know, this guy's like, holy shit, monsters!
Oh, I forgot about these.
Well, not always does anyone actually run into them.
Mm-hmm.
It is a rarity. Okay.
Wait, so last time we probably didn't
come back.
So not only have they got hides, but they are rare.
Somebody's thinking of his trophy room.
He's thinking about selling the hides.
You know, lizard monster.
I mean, we can't knock him off that. I mean,
that's legit.
You that's heard the genie said that's legit.
That's a bounty kill.
Okay, so as you guys are going into the tunnel, everyone's meditated. You've centered yourself. The Jedis are there. You, those of you that are Force users feel the harmonic hum of these crystals. It's almost like they are actually singing out to you, resonating. Each crystal having its own voice through the Force. As you go through and you get to a spot where, you know, you know from the previous lessons that the younglings have to go off and learn their own lessons. The cavern has their own challenges for each of them. Just as that happens, you realize that there is a crystal calling out to you.
Okay.
So what is everyone going to do? Are they going to go with JJ's character? Or are they going to chill in the general chasm-y area of the temple?
I'll chill in the general chasm-y area.
Okay.
I'm going to follow this guy in case he runs into that monster. I got my vibro knife with me.
I got blasters, dude.
I can't skin him with blasters.
But you got to take him down.
Until you roll a triumph, you shot him out of his skin. Blah, blah! I'm not sure exactly which end the rest shot out of, but it shot out of one of them.
You shot him in one eye, and it also came spreading out the other hole. And tanned it while it was at it.
Okay, so do you give everyone the message about the creatures?
I will warn them about the Grodons.
To be on your guard.
Beware, there are creatures here that will think you a tasty little snack.
How big are these things? How big are we talking?
Roughly, very large humanoid.
All right.
Think about an ugly Wookiee.
Shaq, did you tell them about the hides?
Yeah, and almost blaster proof, except on the back of the neck.
Alright, I can deal with that.
So, you want to hand me a blaster over there?
Oh, whoa.
You have your lightsaber? Oh, wait.
Exactly.
Maybe you should have gotten a blaster rifle at the Jedi Temple.
I'll hand him a blaster.
Do you have one?
I have magentas.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that.
Okay.
What are the stats for that blaster?
Never got around to solving it, so.
I was waiting for Tom Jones to steal it from you. An old keepsake from the old girlfriend.
I would have sold it, too.
Was it? Okay. Heavy blaster pistol.
Was it just one blaster?
Yep.
Oh, no, there was a pair. No, I just gave one.
Oh.
I gave you one. There was a pair.
Okay, so you guys are heading off. Are you staying with JJ and company, or are you staying with the Jedi Counselor?
I'm going to stay in the big chasm where monsters are not coming.
Okay.
Are they all going down the same tunnel? Or
the younglings are all spreading out. Okay. In the temple, there's different pathways that are heading off to different crystal caves.
That way, if I have to, I can
go in any direction as need be. Okay. So Tom Jones is being a real pal following you there.
Yeah. I figure a lightsaberless Jedi is probably about as defenseless as a flipped-over turtle.
You guys should have seen it. He got ripped apart by the lizard guys, and I tried to, you know, put him down clean.
He said, take all the crystals you can, though. He definitely made that very clear.
Make a lightsaber in my name. Okay. So, go ahead and give me a light side, dark side, a force roll real quick. As the force is tugging at you.
I'm throwing all dark tonight.
Yes, apparently. As Tom Jones, you see him staggering off almost like in a daze. Like he's just sleepwalking. As you feel a crystal singing out to you. Mm-hmm. But it's a sad, sad song that it's singing. It reminds you of the sound of people needing protection, but no one there for them. It's very sad.
So I need to go protect that crystal.
Yes, it wants to be protected.
I'll go protect that crystal.
So tell me, are there other crystals around?
You do actually see a couple different crystals on the walls.
All right.
There's like chunks of quartz. They're just multicolored faceted crystals just sticking out of chunks.
Perhaps. Maybe if you call out to me in their own way.
Yes, one of them actually catches your attention, especially when the Jedi walks by it. It kind of vibrates.
All right, let's go grab that one.
Okay, give me a coordination roll. You're going to try to, what, vibro knife a crystal out of the wall?
Do these things not just pop out?
They might for Jedi if the Jedi coaxes them out with the Force.
I guess I'll try and cut it out. What am I?
It's going to be against 3 purple. But you know what? Turn one of those purple red.
That's gonna cut off a fucking finger.
Utter failure.
I got
utter.
One failure, one advantage.
So how would you like to spend your one advantage?
Give it another go, get a blue dice maybe.
Okay, I'll give you that, because the crystal you tried to get shatters into a couple dozen different little teeny tiny useless chunks.
So you guys cutting yourself with that. Right. Blade is not the worst thing that could happen.
As he's just stabbing with his knife against the cluster of crystals to try to get one out.
It looks like
he succeeds this time.
Let's see. So that takes up that, right? That takes up that. That takes up that. So I got 2 success.
Damn, that's pretty good. Okay, so after working at it for a few minutes, you break a nice chunk of crystal off. It looks like twice the size what the Jedi said you'd need for a lightsaber. And this crystal is a beautiful pink color. It's gotta be worth something. I mean, once someone grinds off the shattered edge at the bottom, it's gotta be worth something. I mean, you're just looking at it, and it's fascinating how many facets float through that crystal.
All right, I'm gonna tuck it in my coat of many pockets.
Okay, so you whip it into your coat. And meanwhile, in the common area, while you're hearing the echoes of the younglings doing their tests, one youngling is screaming out in pain, and do you go rushing to the youngling's aid? No?
Well, I do.
Okay.
Shit, that hurt.
Okay.
Looks bad.
And of course, you know this is part of the test. The test. They have to go through each of these trials themselves to become who they will be.
So how are you supposed to know if it's part of the test and not the monster attacking them?
Probably if you only hear the kids.
Or if you hear the monster.
But if you hear a growl and snarl, okay, that's probably not a test, air quotes.
Well, if the monster kills him, they obviously failed the test.
What if the monster is the test?
Then you're screwed.
Then you better make your lightsaber quickly.
Then this test is rigged.
Then the sacrifice of one will be for the benefit of many.
Not sure that's exactly the way it works.
That's why they bring five kids, so hopefully they get four back.
The law of diminishing returns. Okay.
Sorry, Yoda, we lost one.
Oh, we didn't lose it. We know exactly where it is.
He's all over the caves.
We didn't lose the young one. We brought back all the pieces.
Here's the back.
Because all the little kids are crying.
We don't want to be Jedis anymore. Tough. You don't get a choice.
To get the rest of them, you're going to have to wash their clothes.
Oh, that's bad. Okay, so after a few hours, the kids are doing their trials, and all of a sudden, you hear an older growl, apparently come from a cave. But you hear an older voice shout out as you hear your friend from far away. It sounds like he's going through many practice rounds fighting something. Tom Jones, after you catch up with the Togruta, the Jedi is sitting there fighting something imaginary with a lightsaber in his hands that you don't see. It almost seems like he's going through katas and fighting off hordes of something. But to your eyes, you are being attacked by ancient Sith warriors wearing the old masks of the Sith Empire. They're there to slay all of the younglings. For you are weak, and you don't have the strength of compassion to beat your enemies. And then one of the Sith warriors comes forward. You can see, through, even though he's wearing a hood on his cloak, that he has the Togruta Leku. Mm-hmm. You can tell he's one of your own species. And he challenges you to battle.
I accept the battle.
You accept the battle? Go ahead and roll your lightsaber skill to strike at him. It's against the exact opposite of your skill.
Ow.
It's a dead even tie.
Ow, that's bullshit.
Anything I can do to help you out there?
Dick to myself. Oh. I am such a dick.
And you know what? Add a black dice since you're embracing the dark side of the Force and conflict instead of compassionate Jedi. Go ahead, give it a roll. Wow,
that's a bucket of ass.
Give it a
roll. I'm just like, this is not nice. Do, actually just took this.
Just took what?
Can I get blue dice for quick strike since he hasn't fought yet?
Well, yes, I'll give you a blue dice for quick strike.
Yeah, it's even.
It's black dice because it's even.
And then take a black dice because he's being more aggressive with himself.
Can I give him another blue dice by cheering him on?
You can do it.
Yay!
Oh, there's a small voice that you can't see right
here. There's a lot of stuff going on here. So
since you're kind of confused, you don't even know what the fuck he's doing. Because he's doing katas and sword fighting and flipping and moving and all his craziness to
despair.
Nothing. Wow, start adding things up. There's a lot of failure there.
Yeah.
And that's not even counting that big old ugly despair that's there.
Yeah, I didn't see that. So, two failures, three advantage.
And one despair.
And despair. I told you I didn't like seeing those three reds up there.
So in your vision, you're fighting this Togruta, and this Sith Lord is beating you back because he's telling you that you're weak. You won't use your strength. Use your strength to beat me if you have it in you. And he's just beating you down to your knees to the point of he slices at you, and you manage to block with your lightsaber, but it still comes through and burns a scar through your face. and it's slowly burning a scar through your chest. And then all of a sudden, give me something there, Tom Jones, since you're trying to help him out. Since you're trying to rally him back. You're trying to be a pal, a real pal, buddy.
Jeez.
And you see that while he's standing there, he's on his knees like this, and you just see a little blood come out of his nostril. Like he's having a small aneurysm.
Is there like a crystal that's doing this to him that I can just fucking shoot?
No, you don't know what's doing it, but you can give him some kind of pep talk if you'd like to use a leadership. Or even charm or deceit.
Yeah, let's deceit this fucker.
How are you going to deceit him?
Tell him he's the best.
I've always believed in you and your Jedi kind. So what are you going to say to him?
I'm going to tell him, you know, it's... this is real and you've got to fight back. There you go. Lie to him like that.
Okay.
Yeah. If that's an acceptable lie, please tell me if it's not.
It's close enough. It'll be against three purple. The haze is in him. It wants him to brace his test.
Triumph.
Triumph.
Yeah, there's, I don't know, do you want me to count these up here?
I'm good with just the triumph. So... All of a sudden, Tom Jones starts spouting to you, and you hear a voice, and it's Tom Jones' voice. But then while he's talking to you, and you can do it, Trooper, you got this, all of a sudden his voice and your master's voice blend together. And your master is telling you the Jedi tenets that you're not supposed to be fighting with anger, but fight with peace. Be at peace with yourself. Do not embrace confrontation with confrontation, but with compassion and peacefulness. And all of a sudden you feel a sense of calm over you. As you start to relax, you realize the lightsaber that's burning you is relaxing as much as you relax. What do you do?
I mean, like, I guess kind of like...
You're getting this belief that you should not be fighting this thing in front of you.
Stop fighting it.
You stop. What do you do?
I mean, the biggest thing I could do would be to, like, basically turn off my lightsaber, like, the lightsaber that I think I have, and just kind of sit there and kind of, like...
Okay, so you go from fighting pose on one knee to you get to your knees and deactivate your lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you do, that lightsaber deactivates as well. Almost in pure sync. Okay. As the Sith Lord just glares at you, you see yellow eyes staring through the mask's aisles. Fight me, Jedi! Fight me or die!
I will not fight you.
Fight me!
No.
Fight me.
No.
Fight me! And the congregation of Sith Lords just dissolve into nothingness. And then all of a sudden the robes start to shrink to the point of where just the mask empty and the robes fall to the ground. And the lightsaber flinks to the ground as well. And then slowly while you sit there, the lightsaber starts to evaporate into emptiness, leaving behind a crystal that is not red like the Sith, but it is what color?
Yellow.
Yellow?
Interesting.
As you reach out for that crystal, as you see this happen, Tom Jones, he's reaching his hand into the snow that's there and just seems to be assuredly thrusting his hand into the small layer of snow, and he pulls out a yellow lightsaber crystal. And the moment you hold that crystal, it harmonically sings with you. You can sense that this crystal wants to fight along with you. It is in sync with you and the Force. This crystal is an extension of your very being. Through solar systems apart, this crystal is actually a long lost piece of yourself. You feel whole again holding this crystal. Not like its brother that you left behind on that other planet.
Can I do like a little tear of joy?
You can do a little tear on the same cheek that was burned by the lightsaber, and it traces a beautiful line of compassion and joy down your cheek.
Take this and trap it in a metal container.
And go kill people with it.
Okay, Tom Jones, you see him kind of having this weird emo moment. But you know that your crystal's bigger than his.
I'm going to shed a single man tear.
Single man tear? You guys just shared something. You just shared some shit there. You guys seen some shit.
I pat him on the back.
The fact that at this vulnerable moment, he's there for you.
We got something here
now. You got something now. This is how you corrupt the Jedi, just one tear at a time.
One tear.
First comes the crystal, then comes the tear.
First you bring him to the gray side.
I wouldn't mind going
gray. Bring him to the dark gray side.
Okay, and
soon the dark side.
And meanwhile, well, you're hearing some weird noise come in. You're hearing Tom Jones shouting down the corridor. All of a sudden, while you're meditating, and you're on your data pad doing something, data pad.
Playing Tetris.
All of a sudden, there's a plop, plop, fizz sound.
Alka-Seltzer?
No, that's a plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh,
okay. Where do you fizz?
Okay, go ahead and give me perception, both of you, to see if you hear it. It's going to be just two purple.
Two successes.
Okay. And
one failure, two advantage.
Okay, so advantage. How would you like to use your one advantage? You find a new hack in the Separatist robot system while you're on your computer because you're not paying attention to it.
I get 4 blocks gone at one time.
Okay, and you had how many advantage?
Two successes, no advantages.
Okay. Two successes, you open your eyes from your meditation and you look across the way. And on the side of the cavern towards where the tunnels are that the younglings all went to, you see that on the ground some fresh waste product has fallen from higher up in the cave and landed on the snow, and it just melted through the first layer of fresh snowfall that's been blown into the tunnels.
Nifty.
And you hear a slight scratching sound on the cave walls. We're talking way up on the cave walls.
I'll stand up.
Okay. You stand up and you look, and you notice that up in the chasm-y area, there's four of the beasts climbing the walls. They don't seem to notice you guys right now, but they do seem to notice the noise coming from the caves.
Okay. Make sure that the slicer's paying attention.
The slicer's burping his ration packs that he's eating to stay warm. You know how it is when you're cold. You know, you want to eat more.
We have friends.
I don't think they're friends.
They don't look very friendly.
Okay, we'll start whistling.
Okay, so you're trying to get their attention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Go ahead and whistle.
Yep.
No.
I can't whistle.
Okay, and all of a sudden, all four of them just snap their heads in your direction immediately.
Burrow.
Get down low enough, you might find where they left their other droppings.
They're hard enough. As long as they don't see me.
As you dig through the snow and you actually find a skull.
Okay, we'll set that aside for now.
It's been chewed on.
Just stick it on your head. He can't see me.
So do you have any weapons, by the way?
Mm.
Would you like to give one of Magenta Solo's blasters away?
Click that.
What am I going to do with that?
Hopefully not shoot me.
Okay.
You didn't ask him the magical question. Do you know how to use this?
I don't think it's a question at this point.
Point it at them, pull the trigger.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, as you're doing this, they're starting to scurry down the wall, breaking up into two groups of two.
They focused on me?
Oh, they're definitely focused on you.
Okay. I'll take a step out away from him.
Okay. So you're doing the whole stepping out into the open?
Yeah.
Throwing off your Jedi robe so you can fight. Okay, after a few moments of you bravely standing there taking your pose, they hit the ground, almost in unison, like a bunch of pack animals.
Yay.
Okay, what do you do once they hit the ground?
Is just cave walls in here, nothing?
It's fairly open, there's a few chunks of ice and things on the floor. Nothing, like, lethally big. About the size of that small waste basket.
Okay. Wait for them to start coming towards me.
Okay, so they're getting closer.
Okay, now that will qualify as silhouette zero.
Say it's silhouette zero.
I'm going to try and have it hit one of them in the back of the head.
Okay, you're going to try to lift a clump of snow and...
Force. You said like a block of ice?
Huh?
Force move, block of ice.
Okay, go ahead and give me a coordination roll.
Coordination.
As the Jedi reaches his...
Okay.
Let's uncover the light side, dark side points. It's going to be against two purple.
Okay.
Because you flipped it before I could.
Two successes, one advantage.
Okay, you flip it and smack one in the back of the head. It goes to all four. It drops to the ground, and you can see it's stunned, but it doesn't seem to do serious damage.
I was hoping for that soft spot.
As you see a bunch of frost just cling to the back of it as the chunk just dissolves around it from the impact. As the other three are coming closer to you. Oh, yeah. So, are you going to do anything? Slicer. Dicer.
Stay still.
You're going to sit there holding a little blaster pistol with trembling hands?
Nope. Or cold, unfeeling hands.
There's that, too.
The cold, unfeeling hands of a killer. Okay.
They're still approaching.
Oh, yeah, they're still approaching.
Who's that one with another one?
Okay, they are within short range, by the way. So basically...
Okay, they're coming in short now?
Yeah, they're coming right at you.
I'm going to slowly circle around.
Okay.
Towards the entrance to the caverns.
Okay. Well, you guys, the entrance is to your backs. The caves you go to is in your front.
I didn't realize they're within medium. Okay.
Move to the caves towards... Well, the caverns out is closed, right?
The cavern out? Yeah, it's closed.
So I'm going to move towards the cavern in.
Okay.
So if they kill him... then it's a shorter distance for me to find someone else to hope to get protection from.
Okay.
I will draw closer.
Okay. You're going to draw closer one of them?
Yeah, and slash.
Okay. So what does that require you to do?
Draw close. As an action, make a lightsaber willpower attack against a silhouette one target at medium range. Add, what's that, a six-sided up to force rating. Spend light side, dark side to move target one range band closer, or to add a success.
Okay, so give me a force roll. Okay. Probably need one of the force rolls.
Willpower attack. So lights. Okay. So.
Okay. So are you gonna tap that?
I'll tap it.
Okay, using more of the dark side. All of a sudden, you realize just the anger and the hunger that they feel, and you're tapping into that. Okay. So now make a willpower.
Let's hit for willpower.
Yep. It's going to be against two purple. As you reach out with the force, surround the lizard creature and pull it forward.
Two successes.
Two successes? Okay, what's that translate to?
Two successes, so... Okay, so it'd be a lightsaber strike, so 8 damage.
8 damage?
With the breach.
Okay. So. Unfortunately, and were you going for the back of the neck?
Yes.
Okay, so for the record, well, actually, I guess you couldn't with that. I was going to say you need to aim for the back of the neck to hit it. Huh. And it's a black die on top of that, so you get a blue and a black. Huh. Translate. But, okay, so how many points?
So that'd be 8. 6 plus 2.
Okay, so you snap your lightsaber at the back of the neck. It burns it. It burns a chunk of hair off and does a little damage. You smell the burning flesh, but it doesn't drop it.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it screech loudly enough that we hear it?
It definitely makes this horrible screechy sound that snaps your guys' attention out of him clutching the crystal, and you have this beautiful moment of the crystal and you... You're like bros, man. You're like bros. You are bros.
It's like my family.
And then you hear this horrible mix between a almost a bird and reptile scream. Like someone cut the head off a chicken type of scream. Tom Jones gets excited when he hears this.
I am running.
You are running?
Blasters out.
Okay, so you're running blasters out. You're on your knees having this moment. I assume you're getting to your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the question is, are you going to be able to slap that crystal on the parts that you have for your lightsaber?
That's not what it looks like.
Or are you going to take the time to sit and do it right?
How long does it take to do it right?
It's going to be a while.
Don't even sweat it, bro. If you got Jedi stuff to do, Jedi stuff. I'll just kill me some lizard monkeys and steal me some crystals. They'll leave some crystals from the walls that they obviously want to detach themselves from.
I'll do it properly.
Okay, so you're going to get to your knees and you pull out the lightsaber parts that you have and the crystal that you have and go ahead and give me a lightsaber skill roll.
For what?
It's going to be against two purple. The force is on your side, man. The force is on your side. I'm like, holy shit, what's your lightsaber skill? You have agility 6?
Yeah, he's got with enhance, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, you can't use enhance for this.
Oh, I can't?
Yeah, you're using the force to assemble your lightsaber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your force point is being used up by your Jedi powers here.
I succeed.
You sit there in a tornado of lightsaber parts.
Or 3 and 2.
As your lightsaber comes flying together and pieces start spinning together and the crystal lines up and things start snicker snack closing together. And then meanwhile, a lizard monkey, as they've been called, jumps at you, but it's actually a Gorgon. Gorgon, yes. I was like, am I saying this right?
I don't care if they're Gorgonites.
That sounds wrong.
Gorgonites attack.
As the first one is going after you.
What was it? I am wielding a lightsaber.
Okay.
So I have defense 1.
Defense 1? Okay. The first one that can attack you is attacking you. Thank you. So that takes care of that. That takes care of that. So before soak, it's going to be 6 damage and keep asking me that green high. And when she says no, she means no. Okay, 6 damage, but he does crit on it.
Ouch.
For a stun effect. You are staggered into your next turn.
Well, that's nice. My next turn. Next.
Okay. Okay. Apparently someone's reserving the room for next time. The next one.
The Elite Commandos.
The Elite Commandos?
Small soldiers, Gorgonites.
Oh.
Yeah.
The next one. That takes care of that. That takes care of that. Pretty much the exact same roll.
I'm going to try and
hurry. Okay, so you're going to take 2 strain to do what?
To reduce incoming damage by. I'm going to suffer 3. To reduce it by 4.
Okay.
So, but I need to.
So it's going to be 6 points.
So that'll reduce it to 2, which I can soak.
Okay.
10 minutes.
10 minute warning, yay! Okay, so the next one on its crit roll.
Ooh.
Slicer, you're seeing bad things happen with these guys. It's going to be overwhelmed. The target leaves himself open, and the attacker may immediately attempt a free attack against him using the exact same pool as the original attack. That, this one was not as good as the last one. That, and 2 advantage, which means he's going to give you a black die in your attack, but did not hit.
Okay,
so you just got banged by 2 of the 4. The other one is now getting himself up off the ground, shaking off the snow, and the one that you pulled towards you is on the ground, getting up, recovering from your attack. You're thinking a retreat might be a good thing.
Yeah, except that's not really an option.
I'm just saying, retreat might be a good thing.
lead them back outside.
Okay, so, Slicer, what are you going to do?
Keep moving closer towards the entrance to the other tunnels where the other people are.
Okay, are you going to try to just move, flat out move, or are you going to try to move sneakily so that you don't get seen?
Move slowly and sneakily.
Okay, go ahead and give me a stealth roll just in case. I have a feeling that they're a little distracted right now, and you should have no problem doing this, but...
They're going to give me a boost dice?
That will definitely give you a boost dice.
One success, one threat.
Okay, so the success is that you're making your way out. As you make your way out, you notice that one of the little younglings is out there in a daze, and he's like, he stumbles out practically right in front of you holding a crystal. It's that Corellian human. He's like, I told you I'd find the first one.
Chunk kid, come here.
Okay, and you're dragging the kid back the tunnel he came out of?
Yep.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Unless you know force lightning.
Don't do it, kid. Don't do it.
This might be one of the few times that embracing your dark side to help out would be good.
Wait a minute. Jedi shouldn't say that. That's a bad thing.
It's one of those things, either someone possibly embraces their dark side and helps out, or, you know, everyone gets slaughtered.
So, but come on, once you start going absolutes, that's the terms of the Sith. Of, you should never use Force Lightning. That's an absolute. That's how the Sith talk. Apparently Force choke's okay sometimes.
Ooh.
I mean, it has to be.
Okay, so...
Is it absolute?
Tom Jones, just because there's a chance that you could get back in time, go ahead and give me a coordination roll to see if you can all out... Full on, book your ass back to the point of you'd be within range of your blaster seeing what's going on up there.
Alright.
And it's going to be against three purple, but upgrade one of those to a red, thank you, Doug, because I have all dark side force points here, and that's just wrong. And JJ's burp is resonating with the crystals. Oh my god, your green hated you. Yep. How many blank out of those?
Three out of four.
Yeah, so I got... Three threat.
Three threat. So go ahead and take two strain and you're knocked prone when you trip over those broken fucking shards of fucking crystal that you broke on the floor. Who knew they'd come back to get you? On the plus side, you didn't drop your pistols.
Hey.
Because you've mastered the whole whoosh, tuck the pistols and roll. Okay, but you still, from when you... biffed right into the ground, you look up and you see in the distance that there's just fur and scales and Jedi being overwhelmed with attacks.
Alright.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to keep trying, of course.
Okay. You know. So, back to the staggered guy. You are staggered, which means you can take no action. So, staggered character cannot perform actions, including downgrading actions to maneuvers. Saturation. Okay. So basically, till the end of your next turn.
To the end of this turn?
Yeah, to this turn.
Okay.
So basically, you are just falling back stunned.
Okay.
Then okay.
I fall back stunned.
Okay. So one of the creatures is just reaching out and just grabs your stunned body in a grip. And he's just going to try squeezing you to death because, as you know from your research, that's the preferred method of killing. Oh, but on the plus side, that's slightly better against you. Because believe it or not, the claws do better things than their fists. But it will do 6 points of damage as it's crushing the life out of you. Okay, Slicer, are you going to do anything? You're watching the Jedi being crushed to death in front of you.
Kid. Keep drafting back.
Okay.
Let's go, kid.
Okay, your mission was the younglings, right? Okay.
My mission is survival.
I'm bringing the kid along so I can eat him later if I have to. Winter survival.
I'm bringing the kid so I have something to slow down the mother.
Tom Jones, you're back on your feet and you're running. I will give you that you're using maneuver to get close enough that you can see that there's a beast crushing the Jedi. You just see... Jedi's limp hand sticking out around its side as it's crushing the life out of him.
Alright. So...
did the Jedi tell you anything about these things?
Tell me the next spot.
The so. Next spot? Okay. Would neck. You like to use an aim?
Yep, I like to aim.
Okay. So a blue and a black dice. Blue for your aim, black because it's a pain in the ass spot. This is going to be at long range at this point.
That's okay, it's a long range.
Right? Yep, and I'm assuming you're dual wielding since you get the free dual wielding.
Yep, three, that's four for that.
So it's three purple.
Yep, since... got nothing. All right. So three purple.
You've got two awesome blasters in your pistols and destiny. Oh, Duncan, were you asking him? I don't think he saw your gesture.
Oh, no.
I was thinking about it, but you know, I was going to give him the benefit of the doubt here.
Two triumphs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's Tom Jones. You explain to me what just happens here, Tom Jones.
All right, so I'm going to shoot that thing right in the back of the neck.
Right in the sweet spot.
Yep. And can I get the hit off the other one too?
Well, I will give you that one will be a kill shot on the one that you're shooting at, and the other can be used to scare the rest away. So you describe to me what happens just now, because there's a monster with its back to you crushing Dan's character.
All right, one thing I don't want to scare the rest away.
Yes, no, scare the rest away.
No. So I'm gonna shoot that one.
Tell me what you do with your dice.
All right, so I'm gonna shoot the one in the back of the neck. Right?
Okay.
And
its head snaps in response to your blaster bolt to the sweet spot.
Maybe I could cripple another one. I don't know.
Okay, so you managed to.
Yeah. One.
So describe how you handicap the next one.
All right. So I fire off two shots almost simultaneously, blowing the back of that one's neck out, and then shooting the other straight through his knobbly ankle.
Okay. And just luckily winging him just right that it takes his ankle out. Okay. What else does your shot do? It was two freaking triumphs, man. I got to give you your props here.
It's gonna hit the back wall and maybe some ice will disorient the rest.
Okay. The shot echoes as the one roars in pain and all of a sudden there's a small mini avalanche dropping pieces of crystalline ice as the Jedi gets dropped out of the dead creature's grasp to land on his knees as it flops on its back, dead. Its eyes just roll and its last breath forms a cloud of fog as it comes out. And that's a great place to wrap it up there. Hey gamers, Jim here from Creative Play and Podcast Network. If you're in the Tucson area this September and October, I've got a special message for you.
Hey, this is Karen from RinCon. We are having our convention from September 30th through October 2nd here in Tucson, Arizona. Come out and play every kind of game under the sun with us. We've got role-playing, board games, minifigs, CCGs, we've got Artemis, we have panels with special guests, and this year the theme is steampunk. So get out your, dust off your dirigibles, get out your chapeaus, and put them on. Come on down.
Thank you for listening to the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And feel free to enjoy our other shows, such as D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Scion, Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion hero to Ragnarok story. Thank you for listening.
And that's a great place to wrap it up there, because there's a vacuum finisher.
So that's actually a really good cliffhanger.
That's a really good cliffhanger, because we still have, you know, technically some beasts to worry about. But the Jedi is not an immediate fucking peril. Who's pencil?
I mean, the horrible part about that is... that's
in your bag.
For all the damage they're dealing...
this one is...
for everything it did, I took 2 points.
Yes, but it was those crits, because they crit on two. My God.
But,
well, technically, the stats I'm using for the creatures are close enough to them to actually use it. Because they don't actually have stats, so I'm up with the next best thing.
I did save a life. Feeling pretty good about that. You know, maybe because I saved that life, maybe I'll be allowed to leave with some crystals. I don't know.
More importantly, you'll be able to say, remember, because I had this gun belt with these guns, you're alive right now. Remember that next time you try to cut my gun belt.
I'm petulant enough, I'd probably cut the belt again.
But well, that's okay.
Just have to roll a couple triumphs.
See,
the thing that would work on his, that wouldn't work on his character. It would probably work on mine.
But more importantly, you get to skin some furry lizards and use their hides.